Here's Andy Udman.
Chicken bone broth, they call it Jewish penicillin, right? It can basically cure anything from a cold to a headache to exhaustion and all kinds of things.
Wow.
There's so many health benefits to chicken bone broth.
Can you go to any store in London, any grocery store, and get bones for bone broth?
You can usually find bones. The bone broth that you might find will probably be reduced in fat, which is not what you want. Some of the biggest mistakes people will make at Christmas dinner is skimming the fat off things like gravy, skimming the fat off of the bone broth, taking the skin off of the turkey.
I have an apology to make, folks. Some of the best stuff on this show is during the commercials. Pam, I got to get you to repeat what you were just saying about why people aren't getting better in our hospitals, because we're feeding them Jell-O pretend soup and margarine.
That's right. People in our hospital here today, when they're getting food, they're getting the cheapest food possible. They'll be using things like Jell-O. They'll be using things like margarine and synthetic soups in their meals. And these are not foods that are medicinal whatsoever. If anything, they're going to backfire and make people sicker.
Pam Killeen joining us this morning. She is a nutrition and wellness coach. And I want to get right to our guest this morning because this is going to be fun. He is the flavor chef.
Mm-hmm.
And just by way of introducing him, you were just saying what drives you crazy at Christmas dinner, and that's where we're coming up to, is what people do as they're cooking and preparing the Christmas
dinner. They're fat phobic and cholesterol phobic, and what do we do at traditional meals as we sit down and celebrate our food, enjoy the flavor of our food through the animal fat itself? Not only is it medicinal, it tastes really, really good.
So we're scraping away the taste,
mm-hmm.
and we're scraping away the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Would you introduce Lance Roll?
Yes, absolutely. This morning we have the flavor chef Lance Roll on the line with us, and he happens to know quite a bit about bone broth, as a matter fact.
Well, bone broth. We had quite a discussion about it in the newsroom this morning. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you on. I've been watching your videos this morning. What intrigues me most about what you're saying is that we should think of food as medicine, not the stuff we buy in the little plastic bottles from Shoppers Drug Mart, but food. We have this, as we approach Christmas, we have this love-hate thing about food. We love it, but we hate what it does to us. We need to change our attitudes and think of food as medicine. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the traditional food healing food movement, and it's a movement back to pre-pharmaceutical times when people had food to use as medicine, and that's what we had, and that's what our digestive systems are used to. That's what our bodies are composed of.
Does Campbell's soup do it?
I don't want to downgrade any kind of things people are doing, but probably not.
Pam,
no gelatin in their soup.
Pam had a comment about Campbell's soup. Let me just get Pam's comment about Campbell's soup.
Well, there's MSG in there, monosodium glutamate. It's not going to be homemade like the way Lance makes his bone broths. It's not as medicinal at all as something you can make in your own kitchen.
Lance, I was really intrigued. I talked to a colleague in the newsroom, and we were talking about bone broth. And he said, my grandmother used to preach about how important it was to have bone broth, and I don't know anybody today who actually takes the time to prepare it. What's so special about bone broth?
Well, there's a lot could be said about the specialty of bone broth. One of the main things is we've depleted our soils of minerals, and bone broth is in the most simple statement, a mineral delivery system that's highly digestible in a digestible form. It goes directly through into your digestive tract through your digestive tract, and that's the best way I could say it. It's magical elixir. I heard Krista's voice on the pre-show there, Krista Recchio, the whole journey. She calls it a magical elixir because it has so much power, and it's so easily digestible by so many people suffering from gastrointestinal disorders right now and mineral deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. I have cookbooks dating back into the 1700s, and all the cookbooks way back when, they always had a section in the cookbook for special foods for people who were sick. And in every section of these cookbooks, they highlighted how important bone broths were.
Absolutely. The bone broths are part of cultural history, even dating much further back than that.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, Chinese medicine is over 5,000 years old. And in Chinese medicine, what they're doing is they're telling you to consume the part of the animal that is basically going to help your body, similar to your body. I mean, we're all basically made of the same stuff.
But doesn't don't most people just think of the bones as the structure of the animals, and that's the first thing you throw out?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, this is all confused nutrition that came in when processed foods came in after the first couple world wars, and people wanted to just drive food to the market for fast and for cheap, and people thought, you know, just started the big disconnect is between Pam can say this, you know, her clients, they will do everything they can to make themselves healthy. The last thing they'll do is eat nutritional food. And, the bones have been thrown out, so they're generally fairly inexpensive. Using good organic bones isn't that inexpensive, but the good pasture-raised bones and simmering them in water with proper ingredients can really make a delicious nutritional supplement to your diet, basically.
Now, you mentioned the word pasture-raised, Lance. So how much of a priority is it for you and your clients to seek out food from local farms where the animals are out on pasture?
Absolutely critical. I mean, the like I said earlier, the deficiencies, and we don't even have time to go into all the ways animals are raised, but in the local eating of food, if you can source local foods, which is nice for us here in California, we can do it easily, and get the local farmer, you're getting a product that's so much superior than what you can get in the local grocery store.
Lance, let me jump in, because I'm sometimes worried that we're talking a foreign language to some people. They're going, bone broth? Like, where do you get bone broth? I didn't see that at Food Basics. Is it in a can, or do you have to somehow make it yourself?
Unfortunately, at this point, I would say most likely you have to make it yourself to get a real bone broth. All the articles I've written, read, the bone broth that you're getting in those cans and jars are in the stores on the dry food shelf have been depleted. They've been simmered too high. There's lots of MSG, lots of chemicals in them. They're not made from organic bones. I personally am bonebroth.com is my website, and we have created a product that we brought to market here in California locally over the last year, and basically it's a frozen fresh product made from organic bones and organic vegetables, artesian well water. And we actually simmer it at the proper temperature to do the mineral extraction. And we have a really gelatin-rich product that we sell. And not to talk too much about that, the main thing for your clients and the listening audience here is going to be making it themselves and buying the bones, sourcing some good chicken bones from their local natural grocer, and or beef bones or duck bones. Or
with Christmas coming, turkey, of course.
Yeah, turkey bones. All those bones, and of course, we were talking about fat earlier, and yes, include all the fat in there. Use the chicken fat for cooking, the natural fat that comes into the process of cooking, and after you cook your food, there's so much in the skin that's so good for you.
Lance, I want to ask you about that particular point, because Pam keeps saying we're sicker, fatter, and more depressed than ever. So the whole point of this conversation is that what's in the bones is medicine for each of us. I want to ask you when we come back, because we have to take a short break, what improvements are we going to see? What kinds of issues, health issues, will having bone broth address? We'll be back with the Flavor Chef. Tasty stuff. Lance Roll back in just a moment here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. And we encourage you to do that. 643-1290. The lines are open. We're in conversation with nutrition and wellness coach Pam Colleen and the Flavor Chef, Lance Roll. Now, Lance, just before the break, I said I wanted to ask you this, and Pam gave me a new way to say it. You produce commercially bone broth, so you can actually buy it in the grocery store. Pam says, you know, the way he should sell it is to women, tell them it'll get rid of their wrinkles, and to men that it'll perk things up in the bedroom. It's an aphrodisiac. Can you make those claims for bone broth?
I'm personally not going to make health claims about bone broth, but what she says is true, and absolutely helps the skin and wrinkles. There's the gelatin and collagen. It's rich in. You asked me to tell you the some of the reasons why bone broth is good for you. Health. One of the biggest things is gelatin and collagen. Our diets are depleted of those things collagen is the it is extracted from the bones, in my particular broth, from the bones and feet of chicken, organic chicken, and the amount of gelatin and collagen coming out of those bones is amazing, and it's looked like a jello when it's done, and those are the things being used in skin tonics to help people's skin get better and remove wrinkles. The aphrodisiac form of it, I haven't researched that too much, but I hope so, because I will sell a ton of it of that as we go into that. And I believe it is true, because we do have, it's going to help in any bone issues. Like I said, in Chinese medicine, the bone, the liquid, you're literally drinking liquid bone when you drink my bone broth. I am available in local markets here in Southern California, and we will be available online for internet purchasing here in the States. Some of the other things, macro minerals, it's a highly absorbable form of calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, and as well as many trace minerals, which have been depleted from our diet.
Lance, someone was telling me recently they just got a juicer, and they were raving about their juicer. Is there any way you can use something similar so that you talk about liquid bones, so that you can take the good stuff, which is in bones of beef cattle, pork, chickens, and so on, and produce a drink?
Well, essentially, the bone broth is soup. It's a tea. You'd have to use, again, the reduced forms of that have been compromised severely to get them into reduced forms and out to market. So the only real way to get the benefits of bone broth is to simmer it yourself or buy a product similar to mine where it's been made in a kitchen, in a kettle, simmered at a low temperature for several hours. My bone broth simmers for 18 hours at a very gurgle, as we describe it, and removes all the minerals out of those bones. So joint support, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate, hyaluronic acid are in those bones, and those are terms that you've seen or people are, nutritionists are recommending those supplementations for people with joint issues.
Mm-hmm, but they can get those nutrients right from bone broth. Now, Lance, with Christmas coming up, I mentioned earlier that some of the biggest mistakes people make at Christmas dinner is that they skim the fat off the gravy and even take the skin off the turkey, yet these are the most nutrient-dense parts of the food.
Absolutely, and, you know, the you asked me to think about this, and, you know, the simplest form from a chef perspective and even from a molecular structure is, you know, our cells are made of three things. You know, carbohydrates, proteins, and fat. And we need all three to actually have them perform at their top level.
Lance, let me just jump in. You know, Lance was talking about, you know, simmering the bones for 20 hours, and I can already hear people saying, oh, that's way too much work. Is it that people, Pam, don't know about the health benefits of bone broth?
No, they don't appreciate it, and it's not a lot of work at all. You're simmering. You're passively letting the stove do the work here. It's not a lot of work to make bone broth.
You could be out mowing the lawn while this is happening. Marlene, you have a comment.
Yes, I use soup bones every time I make soup. I buy the bones at the local store. They have them packaged, and I put them in a big pot and turn it on low and let them boil all day, and then I let the let it cool right down.
Why, Marlene? Why do you do all that?
That was the way I always made soup. My mother made it that way, and I still do.
Right, but is it because of the health benefits or just because Mom did it that way?
No, it tastes better.
Oh, so you do it for the taste?
Yes.
Did you know about the health benefits?
No. No, I had no idea.
No, very few people know the
Well, give me a high five, Marlene. You've been doing the right thing and didn't know it. Marlene, I appreciate the call. Lance, this just isn't idle chatter. I mean, we have a health crisis in North America, a major one. Is this one key step in fixing our health issues?
Yes, I believe that. That is my passion. That is my vision, is to help heal the planet with one GI tract at a time. And the going back to traditional foods, traditional medicine in almost any form is going to be helpful to heal this planet. We have a disease care system, not a health care system. The spectrum of that is huge, including nutritionists like Pam and wellness coaches who can not only get people eating better, but also exercising, spiritual health, emotional health. It all ties into eating. As well.
Flavor is important to you, and the most flavorful part of the animal is going to be the animal fat. But how do you get people over the fat phobia and the cholesterol phobia?
it's a hard thing to do because the major marketing things have come down with this false view of fat, a false view of cholesterol. And of course, we, Pam and I, are in this movement where we understand that, and that's just going to be an uphill battle to get people to understand that fat's important to their diet. Like I was saying, it's basically a component of the cell structure, and when you remove anything from structure and you take one part of it out, it leaves a two-legged stool instead of a three-legged stool, and a two-legged stool is just going to fall over.
Lance, we're almost out of time, so I just want to ask, for people who want to know more about the Flavor Chef and this passion that you have for bone broth, where can they find out more?
The best place is my home website, theflavorchef.com. They can click on there and link to my bone broth website. We have articles up there and links up there. Also, my Facebook page at The Flavor Chef, Facebook.com/TheFlavorChef. And we'll be posting articles. We link articles from Pam, articles from other people that are making bone broth and promoting the healing benefits of bone broth. And I've just had this passion to sell the product, and it's taken me three and a half years to bring it to market, and this year was our test market, and we're doing real well with it here in California.
Well, good for you. Lance, we really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful to be here, Pam. Pleasure to meet you guys, and stay warm up there in Canada.
We will. Thanks so much for joining us, Lance. That's great.
If he only knew what a beautiful day. He thinks we got 6 feet of snow. Pam, we haven't talked about it. We have just a couple of moments left. Actually doing it, going to the store, you can ask for the bones. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal, really.
No, it's very easy to do this. There's tons of instructional videos online. Lance has information on his website. I have information on my website. The Weston A. Price Foundation is another fantastic website to go for more information on how to make bone broth.
But if you're going to do one thing,
Andy, if people are going to do one thing to return to traditional foods, this is the one thing that they can do. It's not expensive, and it really doesn't take a lot of energy to do it.
And you can literally go to the meat department at Loblaws and say, hey, I'd like some... Mm-hmm. What do you ask for?
Yeah, you just go to the butcher and ask for bones, and you start from there.
And they have them there?
Yes, there are some people who ask for them. They should have bones there. And if you go to the London area organic farms, you could probably even get some bones from the local farms where the animals are outside on pasture, which is going to be a more nutrient-dense product.
Really quickly, if it's so flavorful, are any of the restaurants into bone broth?
Well, I think if they're making sauces, gravies, and soups, they should be making the bone broth themselves, yes. So you want to maybe even check at the restaurants where you're going to find out if the chefs are using this traditional practice.
And so to the ladies, you would say forget the face creams?
Forget the Botox and the anti-wrinkle creams, ladies. Make your bone broth if you want to really get a handle on your wrinkles and go with bone broth.
And for men,
well,
perk a few things up.
Some of the men are concerned about wrinkles too,
yes,
Andy.
That's true. That's true. Absolutely fascinating. And Pam, just a plug for your website.
It's just my name, www.pamkilleen.com, and that's K-I-L-L-E-N.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you so much, Andy.
10:30 news update when we come back.